Stripped of my clothes, I climbed into a tree. My bare thighs embraced the smooth, moist bark. My sandals trod upon the branches. At the top, it underbelieves in shadow from the heat. I sat astride a projecting branch and balanced my feet on the void. It started to rain, and as water drops fell and slipped over my skin, my hands were stained with moss, and my toes were reddened from crushed flowers. When the wind passed through the branches, I felt the barren life of the tree. Then I pressed my legs yet closer and laid my open lips upon the hairy nape of the bough. One woman may envelop herself in white wool. Another may clothe herself in silk and gold. Still another, cover herself with flowers, green leaves, and grapes. Me? I enjoy life only when naked. My lover, take me as I am, without robes or jewels or sandals. Take me as my mother made me in a night of love long past. And if I please thee, get not to tell me so.
Sensual. Danced, popped, classical, experimental music. This is the music show from Kill Radio. I'm Bennett, your faithless host. On the horizon of change. We don't want Hillary Clinton, we want change. We want to get rid of the past. We want to bend with the language. Times are changing around us and we want to keep up with it. We want to meet it. We want to take it to its following step. There's a storm, there's a war, there's a beat, and there's you, and there's me. Welcome to the Chill Room.
And lazy. Doubtless thou knowest this. Avoid him. He has a black chest, rough skin, short hair, shaggy arms. But women are altogether beautiful. Women alone know how to love. Stay with this darkness. Stay. And if thou hast an ardent soul, thou wilt see the beauty of the moon. I don't know whether I should espouse Galatas or Kaiser.
after a while, everything came back. Electricity, houses, cars, everything except culture and meaning. I was one of the few survivors in that field, as an individual. At the corporate level, there was the Canon Cultural Division. So, by special arrangement with them and the Royal Library of Her Majesty the Queen, I was engaged. My task, to recapture what had been lost, starting with the works of my famous ancestors.
She remained for 4 months.
And so it happened that on my way back from Denmark, where I rediscovered to be or not to be, I stopped here, in the little city of Neon, between Italy and Germany, between the woods and the water, where I would try to locate another survivor, who, according to local legend, specialized in visual means. He was named Plug-Off Leg Plug-Ethan. I'd been told that his research was moving in parallel lines to my own. Oh, well, by the way, my name is William Shakespeare Jr. V.
What is this?
Blonde barbu au cuit de poivron rouge. The best part of a fish.
Give me the map, then. Now, meantime, we shall express our darker purpose.
Yes, Father.
Know that I have divided in three my empire. It's my fast intent to shake all cares of business from my age, conferring them on younger strength, while I, unburdened, crawl toward death. Are you listening? Now, my joy. Although my last at least, speak.
What shall Cordelia speak? Love and be silent.
Parthea.
What country is that over there?
This is the Kingdom of France.
Take off.
Yes, Mr. Leo.
Now, you know, Bugsy Siegel and Lansky, that's Meyer Lansky, they was always fighting. And the point was that Bugsy was a real killer. Not like this Richard Nixon or some.
How many people did he kill?
How many? Eight or ten that I know.
With his own hands?
Yeah, mostly. Sometimes he got some friends to help and he'd get rid of them. But this Meyer, Lansky's a little guy, and he was a philosopher, you know. And 2 days, in Vegas, this was 2 days before Bugsy was murdered. This Lansky said to him, son, I got his words in his own writing here. I want you to hear these. He says this. This is Lansky, see? To Bugsy. Studying human nature, I came to the conclusion people prefer to be righteous at home and a sinner somewhere else. On handwriting.
As for myself, I stick to the same. When you lose your money, you lose nothing. When you lose your character, you lose everything.
think about that, my beloved. About that, will you? Answer me. Huh?
I don't have my heart in my mouth. All of America is now embracing our vision.
Of imagery, a lack of precision. The writer either has a meaning and cannot express it, or he inadvertently says something else, or he is almost indifferent as to whether his words mean anything or not. This mixture of vagueness and sheer incompetence is the most marked characteristic of modern English prose. And especially of any kind of political thought. As soon as certain topics are raised, the concrete melts into the abstract, and no one seems able to think of turns of speech that are not hackneyed. Prose consists less and less of words chosen for the sake of their meaning, and more of phrases tacked together like the sections of a prefabricated henhouse.
Does any here know me? This is not Lear. Does Lear walk thus? Speak thus? Where are his eyes? Where are his eyes? Either his notion weakens, or his discernings are leveraged. Ha! Bank it. Ha! Bank it. Wank it. It is not so. It is not so. Who is it that can tell me who I
have more than I should. 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 4 8 Gasoline.
our time, it is broadly true that political writing is bad writing. Where it is not true, it will generally be found that the writer is some kind of rebel expressing his private opinions and not a party line. Orthodoxy of whatever color seems to demand a lifeless, imitative style. One often has a curious feeling that one is not watching a live human being, but some kind of dummy. A feeling which suddenly becomes stronger at moments when the light catches the speaker's eyes and turns them into blank discs. The appropriate noises are coming out of his larynx, but his brain is not involved, as it would be if he were choosing his words for himself. If the speech he is making is one that he is accustomed to make over and over again, he may be almost unconscious of what he is saying, as one is when one utters the responses in a church. And this reduced state of consciousness, if not indispensable, is at any rate favorable to political conformity.
We'll be right back. Thank you.